is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. World War III ramps up as Russia deploys hundreds of military trains packed with troops. Biden orders 8,500 U.S. troops to prepare to deploy. Could send 50,000. The Pentagon places troops on standby for Eastern Europe and NATO sends ships and jets. According to Reuters, President Biden is considering deploying several thousand U.S. troops, as well as warships and aircrafts, to NATO allies in the Baltics and Eastern Europe, an expansion of American military involvement amid mounting fears of a Russian incursion into Ukraine, according to administration officials. The move would signal a major pivot for the Biden administration, which up until recently was taking a restrained stance on Ukraine out of fear of provoking Russia into invading. But as President Vladimir V. Putin has ramped up his threatening actions towards Ukraine, and talks between American and Russian officials have failed to discourage him, the administration is now moving away from its do not provoke strategy. In a meeting on Saturday at Camp David, the presidential retreat in Maryland, senior Pentagon officials presented Mr. Biden with several options that would shift American military assets much closer to Mr. Putin's doorsteps, the administration officials said. The options include sending 1,000 to 5,000 troops to Eastern European countries, with the potential to increase that number tenfold if things deteriorate. The officials spoke on the condition of anonymity, because they were not authorized to talk publicly about internal deliberations. Mr. Biden is expected to make a decision as early as this week, they said. He is weighing the buildup as Russia has escalated its menacing posture against Ukraine, including massing more than 100,000 troops and weaponry on the border and stationing Russian forces in Belarus. On Saturday, Britain accused Moscow of developing plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Pastors, this is what you never want to be accused of doing. Greg Locke, who is the pastor of Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and who is known for divorcing his wife and marrying a member of his church, thus living in adultery. By the way, people, there's a huge difference between committing adultery and living in adultery. Where are you, sweet evangelicals, who used to stand against this evil? Are you supporting this man just because he stands with Trump? Just a question. He has been accused of allegedly murdering Coburn Kennedy through disinformation regarding the coronavirus and also dividing a family. As we have said before, your church member who gets sick from your inviting her back to the church building may forgive you, but her son Junebug, who is not saved and saw you as a false prophet charlatan after his mother's money in the first place, will not forgive you. Pastors, be careful what you say or do regarding this coronavirus plague, because what you say or do carries weight with people. As a pastor, you don't want to be accused of murdering your church members over your pride, ego, money, or your own neediness. According to the Wandering Eagle, in Tennessee, one of the families that got involved in Greg Locke's church was the Kennedy family. Chip Davis and Billy had their uncle Coburn Kennedy, who became involved in Greg's church. Chip raised concerns about Greg Locke's ministry and also Global Vision Bible Church. Locke divided this family and created tension within. Greg Locke has falsely said over and over that there is fetal tissue from abortions in the vaccines. And under Greg Locke's influence, Coburn Kennedy refused to get vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine because he believed he was being injected with fetal tissue from abortion. The decision to not get vaccinated angered one side of the family. Coburn made the decision not to get vaccinated in February of 2021 when he had access to a vaccine. 2 months later, he contracted COVID-19, and his health plunged. In a medical crisis, he refused to go to the hospital for 2 days and finally relented. However, valuable medical time that could have treated Coburn was lost, and he died in the hospital of COVID-19 on April 3, 2021. When the memorial service was held at Global Vision Bible Church on April 23, 2021, one side of the family refused to go because the memorial service violated social distancing and health guidelines. And also, there was concern and anger for Greg Locke's behavior. Coburn Kennedy did not have to die. In reality, he could be alive today if medical signs and health guidelines were listed, or rather, if medical signs and health guidelines were listened to instead of a malignant, narcissistic preacher. According to Reuters, Burkina Faso's army said on Monday it had ousted President Roch Kabore, suspended the institution, dissolved the government and the National Assembly, and closed the country's borders. The announcement cited the deterioration of the security situation and what the army described as Kabore's inability to unite the West African nation and effectively respond to challenges which include an Islamist insurgency. Signed by Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henry Sandiego Damiba and read by another officer on state television, the announcement said the takeover had been carried out without violence and that those detained were at a secure location. The statement was made in the name of a previously unheard-of entity, the Patriotic Movement for Safeguard and Restoration, or MPSR, its French language acronym. MPSR, which includes all sections of the army, has decided to end President Kabore's post today, it said. Kabore's whereabouts were unknown on Monday, with conflicting accounts of his situation. Daniel Watt III says Pastor Tavner Smith should resign from Venue Church immediately so that hopefully the church can be saved, as shocked church members catch Pastor Tavern Smith in his boxer shorts with a married co-worker, and her husband happens to be on staff as well, wearing nothing but a towel, and then they lie and say to the poor church members they were cooking chili for hot dogs and the chili had splashed on their clothes. People, do not laugh too hard about this foolishness, because what is so sad about this is that this is the tip of the iceberg, and this kind of demonic foolishness has been going on in the church for years now, and now the church is being rebuked and chastised for it by Jesus Christ, and that is why God is shutting down churches and why you can't comfortably go to your church building. And Mr. Tavner Smith, the wife you foolishly left for this other man's wife, is one of the most beautiful women in the world, so we don't know what possessed you to do this foolishness. According to the Daily Mail, a Tennessee megachurch pastor was discovered half naked with a married co-worker by stunned worshippers, only to claim that they'd innocently been cooking chili and had stripped down after accidentally spilling it. Last November, volunteers at the Venue Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, paid a surprise visit to Pastor Tavner Smith at his house, but discovered the pastor wearing only his boxers with a married church employee in a towel. The unnamed woman was married to another worker at Venue Church. Video circulating online is said to show the blonde woman, seen only from the rear, looking cozy with Smith, who divorced his wife last year at a local restaurant. Speaking of the chili incident, an unnamed worshipper told the Daily Beast, "I don't think none of us was that dumb. If she dropped chili on her clothes, why are you in your boxers? Was y'all like throwing chili at each other?" Rumors of the pastor's alleged affair had been swirling for months. One former church member told the Daily Beast she had given Smith the benefit of the doubt for quite a while. The pastor, who started Venue Church in a former Sam's Club warehouse in 2012, was well respected and made a good name for himself and his family. Multiple people who spoke to the Daily Beast credited the church with turning their life around, but he is said to have begun to spend more time with a co-worker in 2020 and surprise worshippers by getting a tattoo and a piercing. According to the Daily Mail, A Georgia pastor and his wife were arrested for reportedly imprisoning people against their will after 8 disabled residents were found in the basement behind a deadbolted door when medics climbed through a window to reach one person who had suffered a seizure. Pastor Curtis Keith Bankston, 55, and his wife Sophia Sim Bankston, 56, of Griffin, were arrested for false imprisonment after authorities found 8 people who were suffering from a mental or physical disability between the ages of 25 and 65 inside the basement of their home. Curtis has disputed the claims that One Step of Faith, Second Chance, their unlicensed group home, was holding people against their wills, and they were free to come and go as they pleased. Authorities said the caretakers have been leasing this property for approximately 14 months, using the basement as a personal care home for the individuals, which essentially imprisoned them against their will. Police in Griffin, located about 40 miles south of Atlanta, reported that they found a deadbolt on the basement door that was used to lock the patients in during certain parts of the day. According to the Daily Mail, 2 police officers have been shot and killed in the Harlem District of New York City. Wilbert Morrow, who joined the NYPD in 2018, and Jason Rivera, who signed up a little over a year ago in November 2020, have been pronounced dead. The pair were responding to a domestic violence call at around 5:10 p.m. involving a mother and a son on West 135th Street. The gunman also died. The officers' deaths are the first under Mayor Eric Adams, a former NYPD officer who was elected in part to combat the city's surge in crime. Adams was on his way to the hospital, his spokesman said. They are the 4th and 5th officers shot so far this year. By comparison, last year, a total of 10 police officers were shot in the entire state of New York, NBC reported. Police say the suspect was in a back room when officers engaged him. One of the officers was struck in the face by gunfire, law enforcement sources told the New York Post. The officers were taken to Harlem Hospital. According to the Daily Mail, Regina King's only son, Ian Alexander Jr., has died by suicide. The 51-year-old actress confirmed the tragic news to People on Friday with a statement, "Our family is devastated at the deepest level by the loss of Ian. He is such a bright light who cared so deeply about the happiness of others. Our family asks for respectful consideration during this private time. Thank you." Ian, who celebrated his 26th birthday on Wednesday, was King's only child with her record producer ex-husband, Ian Alexander Sr. King. King shared a close bond with her son, an artist and DJ who often accompanied her to events and called her Supermom at the 2019 Golden Globes. "She's just a super mom," he said while speaking with E! On the red carpet. "She doesn't really let bad work days or anything come back and ruin the time that we have. It's really awesome to have a mother who I can enjoy spending time with." The If Beale Street Could Talk actress separated from Ian's father in 2007 after 9 years of marriage. In 2011, Regina spoke with Essence and revealed how much she adored her only child. "I get emotional because my son is an amazing young man, and it took me to be a mother for me to realize how incredible of a woman she, my mother, is," she said. She went on saying, "You don't know what unconditional love is. You may say you do, but if you don't have a child, you don't know what that is. But when you experience it, it is the most fulfilling ever. So that is the greatest part about me, being a mom to Ian." You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.